Across the Middle East, the flames of war are still burning furiously and with no end in sight after Iran apparently rejected an American ceasefire proposal. Iran's military today showing no willingness to negotiate.
Our first and last word has been the same from day one, and it will stay that way. Someone like us will never come to terms with someone like you. Not now, not ever.
The proposal had been confirmed earlier today by Pakistani officials involved in mediation efforts. They said it had 15 points that reportedly included sanctions relief for Iran, but only if Iran rolled back and allowed monitoring of its nuclear program, limited its missile capacity, and ended its blockade of the Strait of Hormuz. Iran countered with its own demands, like allowing it to continue its chokehold of the strait, as well as reparations for the war. Those are likely non-starters for the U.S. at the negotiating table. In Washington today, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt cautioned reporters on the accuracy of the reports of that original U.S. proposal, but would not go into detail.
The White House never confirmed that full plan. There are elements of truth to it, but some of the stories I read were not entirely factual. So I am not going to negotiate on behalf of the president here at the podium. What I will tell you is these talks are ongoing. We're not going to get into the nitty-gritty details that have been exchanged between the United States and Iran at this time.
And Leavitt warned Iran not to, quote, miscalculate again, pointing to the United States' killing of much of Iran's top leadership.
But if Iran fails to accept the reality of the current moment, if they fail to understand that they have been defeated militarily and will continue to be, President Trump will ensure they are hit harder than they have ever been hit before. President Trump does not bluff, and he is prepared to unleash hell.